We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Hey, good to be with you on a Wednesday night. Kevin Wheeler here for a very short time. We got about half an hour or so, and then we'll be turning you over to the Women's Billikens basketball broadcast. They're taking on St. Bonaventure tonight, so we have that coming up for you. 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip. Tomorrow night, we got the men's team. The men will be on the road at UMass tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the opening tip tomorrow, 5:45 for the pregame. So, a lot of Billikens basketball the next couple of days. And, you know, obviously that's when you're home of the Billikens, right? You know, that's where you would expect. You would expect their games to be on KMOX. And guess what? Your expectations are being met tonight and tomorrow night when it comes to that regard. I want to hit a few things before we run out of time there. And I'm going to spend a good bit of time on baseball today. Even though there's not a lot of news, although there was a report today that within the next couple of days, the players are going to be offering a counter to the proposal that the owners put in place a couple of days ago. Hopefully these guys will all be like, working a little faster, maybe. I want to talk a bit about the Rob Manfred angle that Ken Rosenthal hit on today for The Athletic. I'll do that coming up in our next segment. I think it's interesting. Essentially saying the pressure is on him and more so on owners than the players. And I think he's right. Not necessarily internal pressure, right? I mean, the owners are richer than the players, so they can handle losses if they want to. But they've already dealt with a lot of losses and probably don't want any more. But Ken's talking more about the responsibility for the future of the game, not just the long-term future, but the short-term future of the game as well. Touch on that, a couple other baseball things in the next segment. What I wanted to get into here isn't necessarily a criticism of the Players Association. It's just more of an observation. And really, an observation, these are things that I've been following for more than 25 years. I mean, I started covering labor disputes in baseball during the 94-95 strike. You know, 95 was the year I got into the radio business. And, you know, I was following it even before I was in the business back then because, man, I had just finished college and I had a lot of teammates that were minor league players. A couple were major league players already. And it was something that interested me because of those kinds of contacts. But you know, I've been covering this kind of stuff for 25 years. And I know that the owners won the last two CBAs. And I understand the desire from the Players Association to, quote unquote, win this time around. But a win doesn't mean you have to get everything. And you're not going to get everything. I think they know that, too, by the way. You know, people can have their questions about Tony Clark, but he and the lawyers that are working on this, they're not stupid people. Like, they understand they're not going to get everything. But here, the one thing that they should maintain as their priority, the one thing that should be the top priority for the Players Association is the focus on trying to push teams towards being more competitive. again, they've got the ideas about the lottery and the draft and the two sides. Both are tossing ideas about that. You know, the owners' ideas are a little more conservative when it comes to the change on the draft than the players' side. But I think they can come to an agreement there. I don't think you're going to get a salary floor without a salary cap. And as I've said, I don't know how many times, a lot, that I don't think I don't think Major League Baseball owners would take a salary cap right now. They've got the best of both worlds. They've got something that acts like a salary cap, but doesn't come with a salary floor. And it's not tied to revenue. All salary caps are tied to revenue. So when revenue goes up, the cap goes up, which means the player's share goes up. Major League Baseball doesn't have any kind of requirement in that regard. Revenue can go up and salaries can stay the same. They don't have to grow payroll. So, you know, I don't think that would be very appealing to owners. I'm positive that if you ask them privately, they'd probably like, we don't really want that because we don't want to tie all this to the revenues, because if we don't tie it to the revenues, when there's more revenue, we get to keep it. And again, good for them. I have no problem with that. And I don't have an issue with, generally speaking, what major league players are paid. I don't really care. It doesn't impact me. But the one area that impacts me and you and the players alike is when it comes to competitiveness. Now, if you can find a way to incentivize teams to be more competitive, and I'm talking about the serial tankers, right? The teams that just never really go for it. You know, and again, I use Pittsburgh as the example in part because, you know, St. Louis fans, we're all very familiar with Pittsburgh because they're in the division. And not that long ago, they were really damn good. But they never went the extra bit to get over the top and possibly win a World Series. If we look at the Royals, who we're also familiar with because they're right down the road. They did get over the top. They did give it a little push when they needed to. And they now probably have 10 or 15 year grace period before the fans in Kansas City are going to start getting hacked off at them again. And they seem to be already on the turnaround here. The Royals are already on the rise. They've got some elite prospects that are right near the major leagues. I mean, Bobby Witt looks like a rock star. The first baseman, Nick Prado, looks like he can hit. I mean, they had catcher Melendez, who just led all of minor league baseball in home runs last year. So they had a catcher in the major leagues that led in home runs, and then they had the guy in the minor leagues lead all of the sport, right? Like, not just catchers, but all the sports. So they got good players. They got some pitching coming. They have a lot of good talent coming in their way. So the Royals are close. The Pirates are nowhere near close, and that's why I focus on the Pirates. They're not alone in this, but, you know, they're one of the few teams that does this. You know, Oakland does this, and these teams play this game where, you know, we can't keep up with the Yankees, so why even bother trying? Like, that's like me saying, well, you know, I can't keep up with, I don't know, who should I say is the most successful radio person? Let's go Howard Stern, because he's got his own channel, and he's worth a gazillion dollars. I can't keep up with him, so I might as well not even try. That's not how it works, man. Compete. You know, if you're wealthy enough to own a baseball team, you're wealthy enough to compete at least some of the time. I don't think we can argue that the teams that we're talking about can be competitive every single year, like the Cardinals have been, like the Yankees tend to be, like the Dodgers have been now for a good long time. That's not the argument. But if I'm the union, the number one thing that I think will benefit your group the most is pushing more on that particular issue. Competitiveness. Incentivizing teams to be competitive. You know, that can be through the draft lottery. It can be through extra signing bonus money in international free agency. Heck, you know what? It could even be in and I know the owners probably wouldn't sign off on this because they don't want to do any more revenue sharing, which is sad, to be honest. Because that's how they could make their whole sport healthier, but they don't, you know, the big boys don't see it that way. They want to keep theirs rather than worry about growing it. You know, if you're the owner of the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, whatever, you should have a vested interest in growing the sport in Pittsburgh and growing the sport in Oakland and Baltimore and all of the places where it's not as popular right now, because in the end, more baseball fans is better for the entire industry. And people get tired of watching bad baseball, so they tune out and they stop going. And then those teams become more of a drag as opposed to standing on their own 2 feet. But I don't think the biggest gains are going to be coming from big raise in the minimum wage, for example. I think that's a good thing. I think the younger players should make more money. But you're not going to get the owners to agree. You know, the players have the one topic that is a no-go for them, right? For them, it's a salary cap. They won't even talk about it. And I understand it. And again, I'm not even sure the owners would want it, but they will not go for a salary cap. Well, for the owners, their hill that they're going to die on is we are not going to reduce the time it takes for players to become free agents. We're just not. So each of these sides has a couple of things that are no-go. So you tweak around the other things. And, you know, one of them could be, again, raising the minimum so the younger players are making a little bit more money. Finding a way to shut down the service time manipulation. Because I think that's a bigger problem than anything. Because if you can stop the manipulation, the top players will get to free agency earlier because they won't be kept in the minor leagues for an extra 2 or 3 weeks. That holds them back for an extra season. There needs to be a better way to do that, and I've seen ideas floated. So you fix that, and you find a way to incentivize competition so that more teams have an incentive to spend a little bit more. You know, teams have an incentive. So teams like Pittsburgh and, you know, all those teams that I've been talking about, if they're willing to spend an extra $10, $15, $20 million in a year to try to get from 73 wins to 80 wins because there's some kind of incentive, and the higher you finish, the better your draft position is going to be. One of the ideas I love, I'm going to stop because I got to get a break in, but one of the ideas I love is the idea of the last team to miss the playoffs getting the number one pick in the draft. And then it goes from there on down. So let's say there's a new playoff format where they have 14 teams. Well, the 15th team gets the number one pick. And then the 16th team gets the number two pick. And so on down the line. And then for the top 14, the playoff teams, it goes backwards. 14, 13, 12, 11, all the way down. So that the best team gets the last pick. But this gives you a reason to compete rather than a reason to suck. Right? I mean, like, if you could get the number one pick by getting better, that would be a good thing for the union. Now, again, maybe that's an extreme. Maybe we don't want to make it that high up. Maybe it's as simple as the 21st team gets the first pick, and then 22nd, 23rd, so on, and then the rest is reversed. There are ways to do this where you're incentivizing. I don't love the lottery. I like the idea that it's better that if you finish higher, you get the number one pick. So if you're the 10th worst team, you pick number one. And if you're the 9th worst team, you pick number two. And if you're the worst, you pick 10th. You still got a great pick. But there's a reason for you to try not to be the worst. These are things that could help. Anyway, I think that should be the focus more than getting to free agency earlier, because you're just not going to get that. Although you throw it out there now, because then when you pull it back, it looks like a give back and you can negotiate off of that. All right, quick hitter on Ken Rosenthal's piece in The Athletic today. He was talking about the negotiations, how baseball cannot afford to lose a single game right now. And I agree with him 100%. We'll get into that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next on KMOX. There's a high fly ball.
Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
And the Billikens win this one.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, a little more baseball here. We got the Billikens women's team coming up in just a little bit. Not here in studio. They're playing a game at Chaffetz, and pregame starts at 6:45. Opening tip at 7 o'clock tonight. My man Tom Ackerman with the play-by-play coming your way here tonight on KMOX. All right, I mentioned the story that Ken Rosenthal has in The Athletic today, and the headline is simple. The pressure is mounting. MLB cannot afford to lose games this season. 100% agree. By the way, that very statement is exactly why I've said for, God, it's got to be a year now. Actually, a little bit more than a year now, going back to 2020, that I don't think they're going to miss a single game from this work stoppage because they've already lost so much. They've already lost so much money. Do you really think they want to kiss more goodbye? I don't think they do. And by they, I mean the owners. You know, like, if you look at 2020, both the players and the owners lost out on money, right? Players made a third of their salary. The owners made maybe a third of their revenue. Could be a little bit more than that because the playoffs is a bigger chunk than, say, the beginning part of the season. But it's certainly not, they weren't whole, right? Both of those sides were in the red compared to their expectations in 2020. Well, in 2021, the players did get paid their full salaries, but the game wasn't all the way back financially. Attendance wasn't what it would normally be. And that was because the first couple of months of the season, you still had restrictions on attendance in most places. It really wasn't until mid-season. Was it June? When they finally were fully open for full capacity in Chicago at Wrigley Field? Because remember, they did their second opening day against the Cardinals. And it was the first day that they had full capacity available. And we know with the Cardinals, it wasn't a full capacity crowd on opening day, but it came later in the season. So there was revenue lost in 2021 as well, but that was almost entirely on the ownership side. Now, those things matter, right? I mean, I think they'd like to start kind of hacking away at those losses and, you know, get back to business as usual. And I do think there's a strong incentive for the owners to get this done. Now, you know, they're thinking about this in the long term, and they might be like, well, if we may be willing to lose a little on the short term to get the bigger picture, right, to get the better deal in the labor. I think that you're missing the forest for the trees there, if that's the approach. If there are hawks in ownership that really, really, really want to continue a fight, well, first of all, what's wrong with you? You won the last two labor disputes big. And you have cashed in big on those victories. I mean, look at how many teams have just been pocketing money while maintaining low payrolls because of what's happened here. I mean, a lot of teams have made a lot of money by not being good over the last two labor negotiations, over the last two CBAs. And I'm not saying you give everything back. I don't think they need to give everything back, to be honest with you. I think if you give on, you know, the incentives to that create a little bit more competitiveness. If you give on, maybe getting arbitration a little earlier and, you know, lower, you know, higher minimum wage salaries, you'll get the expanded playoffs, which means you're going to make that much more revenue on playoff television deals. And, you know, in the end, you give the players a small victory, which, by the way, again, when we're thinking super long term, would you rather go into the next CBA 5 years down the road or whatever, having another fight coming, or with the other side a little bit more happy? Because there's no lose in any of this, right? I mean, everybody's making money, and the revenue's only going to grow. But I do think you have to be careful about how your sport is perceived, and this is the weakness of Rob Manfred. His weakness is with public relations. Customer relations, I should say. He's not very good at that. He's really good at taking shots at the players. He's really good at being combative. Let's be honest. He's really good at being a labor lawyer. That's what he is. He's amazing at that, which is why he's in the seat that he's in. But when you are the commissioner of Major League Baseball, you need to understand that the long term is not just about short-term labor wins. The long term is about making people want to consume your sport more than they currently do. And a work stoppage that interrupts the regular season is going to do damage that you will not be able to repair. And by the way, once you start missing games, the leverage is going to shift more to the players. Because once they start missing games, we're like, well, what do we have to lose now? Might as well ride it out. If you can find a way to get a deal, and they can, and I still believe that they will. I'm not doing that, by the way, in a Pollyannish way where I'm like, oh, yeah, everything will be just fine. It's not like that. It's just more the practical thing. Like, hey, look, man, these sides have lost their butts for almost 2 years now. I think they'd like to start bring some more money in rather than watching it disappear. But in Ken Rosenthal's piece, he makes a really good point. This is not as much as he put it. It's not at the moment a both sides discussion. Here's what he wrote, and I'll close on this for this segment. He said, the owners need to acknowledge that the game's economic landscape has tilted too far in their direction, and that the sport's competitive integrity has been compromised by teams refusing to invest in their products. That is the thing. For all of the other efforts that Major League Baseball is putting in to trying to convince people to love the game more, you know, or to recruit new fans, I'm going to tell you right now, 10-year-old kids don't care about three batter minimums. They don't care about pitch clocks. They don't care about any of those things. They don't care about pace of game. What the 10-year-old kid wants is to watch his team win games. It's fun to watch a winner. It's boring and crappy to watch a loser. And there are too many kids growing up in too many cities that only see crappy losing teams for the majority of their life. And that's not how you grow the sport. Period. Not how you do it. So that's, again, that's, I mean, in Rosenthal's point there, I agree. This is more on the owners because they've already had major victories in CBA talks. They've already won on the financial side. And now it's time to think more about the long term than a short term win. All right, hang tight. We're going to wrap things up on Sports Open Line in a minute here on KMOX. I didn't really plan on this being the final segment, but I think we only have a couple of minutes, and I just saw this on Twitter, and this is a common thing on social media, and, well, I really hate it, so I want to point it out. About a half an hour ago, J.J. Cooper from Baseball America, who's a great guy who comes on not only this show, but goes on shows all over the country to talk about prospects, and he does all that for free just to promote Baseball America and to promote their coverage. He tweeted out a link to Baseball America's top 100 prospects. So today is top 100 prospects day for Baseball America. Tweeted out that link about a half an hour ago. And of course we have some random idiot who tells him stop the pay to read crap or no one will read. And, like, I see this all the time. People are always bitching about a paywall. This, well, oh yeah, I gotta pay to read your stuff. Listen, man, you don't get stuff for nothing. And by the way, if you want it, there are places out there that have sports coverage, prospects coverage, news coverage that don't charge you anything. Fine if you prefer that. Go to those places. But don't tell a company that they should give you what you want for free. You gonna try that? You gonna go into McDonald's tomorrow and be like, yeah, you shouldn't be charging for your burgers. That's stupid. Give me my burgers for free. What's wrong with you? Do you hit musicians up on Twitter and say, it's terrible that you sell your songs online. I should get your music for free. It's idiotic. Look, I understand. There are things that I don't subscribe to. Therefore, I can't read the content. And I'm okay with that. Like, if I, and by the way, it's perfectly fine to say, you know what? Subscription to that website, service, newspaper, whatever, is not worth it to me. Nothing wrong with that sentiment. But why do you got to be an ass about it? And why do you have to act like it's insulting to you that someone would dare ask to be paid for their work? Do you work for free? How do you run a company if you don't make money somehow? And by the way, there are a lot of people that subscribe to Baseball America that are very happy with it and subscribe to all of these other services. If you don't want to be one of them, perfectly fine. You just don't get to read their articles. And you don't get to turn around and complain about it online. How in the world do you feel like you're justified in criticizing someone for charging money for a product that people are willing to pay for? Right? Like, if nobody was willing to pay for this, when you say, stop the pay-to-read stuff or nobody will read, well, if nobody was reading it, they'd be out of business and you'd be right. But since Baseball America's been doing this for, I don't even know how many years they've been doing this, 50 years? My entire life that I can remember. I think they know what they're doing. Why in the world do people feel like they can demand someone else's labor for nothing? Ugh, hate that. Hate that so much. By the way, Baseball America's top 100 prospects are out. We might talk a bit about that the next couple of days. See where the Cardinals guys rank on there. I already peeked, but I don't have time to get to it now. You think I could get to it in 30 seconds? No, it's a tease. We'll get to it. You of course, can find them on Twitter, online. You know where baseballamerica.com is if you want to go there. By the way, if you're not a subscriber, you won't be able to see it. Hey, just so you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. All right, hey, hang around, man. You got women's Billikens basketball coming up top of the hour. The Billikens playing host to St. Bonaventure. So that's coming up 7 o'clock tonight right here on your home for the Billikens, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.